anyways, yeah, fine business on that. Yeah, you never get enough time, Cappy. I know it's like that for us here, too. So Michelle's got a few more years to work there. So once she retires, then we're going to be doing full-time stuff like that, little traveling, that sort of thing. So that's what I'm hoping for anyway. So we're planning for that already a little bit, just talking about it. And it's quite a ways in the distance here yet for us, but still, it comes up quick. So, anyhow, yeah, no, you're sounding good here on the system, 5x5, full quality. Audio level's good, too, and everything like that. So whatever you set up there is working just fine. And kudos there on the home-built repeater there. Yeah, that works great. Do you got those radios on front to back, or no? I guess you got a link. So maybe they're going through a controller there as well on your home-built repeater there. Over.
GM before and W. Well, I found out one thing. I got a timeout timer on one of these radios here, and it kicked you out there. So I'm gonna have to discover that and figure out the setting on that.
Yeah, my apologies. I probably didn't allow enough time for everything to key down and key back up again, so didn't pause long enough there. So it probably just went in from one transmission to another there. By the time I started talking, when you finished there. So, anyways, hopefully you fix that up and maybe give a little bit extra. I got 5 minutes on all our stuff here, even though that we tell people 3 minutes. Usually give us a little bit of leeway. So I don't know what you usually set your timeout timers to, but yeah, it's always a good idea to check to see. And yeah, I sometimes get long-winded too. Oh boy. I should actually keep the QSOs actually down to 2 minutes or less. That way a person's kind of guaranteed and have a pause there. So pauses for dropping the links and allowing other traffic to come in. Anyways, back to you. V4NW, V5RJM.
Yeah, I'll definitely check into that after I get some space on my desk here. I'll dig out one of the old computers and read it and see what it's said. Okay, Randy, I'm going to let you go. I guess we'll try this now and hopefully problem solved. And yeah, have a good day. Catch you again, V5RGM, V4NW.
Yeah, sounds real good there, Al, and you have yourself, you and the wife have a good rest of the day there too, and catch up on what you need to do before you go back to the lake again. So anyways, we'll say 7-3s for now and talk with you a little bit later. VE4NW, VE5RJM. Yeah, it's nice to have you on the system here. And we ended up getting another new member yesterday, so quite happy about that. Actually, he's an old-time member, but he's been away from the radio. They had a house fire and all that sort of thing. So he hasn't been active in the last few years. So now he's back as a club member, and hopefully we'll hear more there. So VE5IO, his name is Hein. He's got a call sign VE5 Tango Echo November 2. So anyways, glad to hear him that he's aboard. So anyways, he just lives north of me here, Priestville, just north of about 30 miles. So might have to set up something for him there, because he can no longer have antennas or towers set up at his new location there. So anyways, maybe another project on the go. VE4NW, VE5RJM, we'll be clear, 7-3.